Hey y'all, it's Gigi. Hi, how you doing? First of all, let me say thank you. I'm so happy to be sharing myself with you, whoever you are choosing to listen to me right now, and especially those of you who have responded and commented and followed and all of that. Thank you. It's amazing to see how people react to my content, and very encouraging. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting me and showing me that putting myself out there isn't as scary as I thought it was. I can't believe I have 2,500 followers in just about 3 months plus. That's mind-blowing to me, and I can't wait to see where this will lead. I honestly didn't expect anyone to listen to what I had put out. I mean, as someone who's super into hypno-kink, it's really encouraging. So, just cool. Thank you, guys. Now, I was really nervous to do this because I am terrified of being off script, so I've cheated a bit and I've typed out some notes for these answers. And just a forewarning, this is probably going to be super long and super rambly. As you may have noticed in my audios, I tend to go for longer stuff. So if this isn't for you, I have included some timestamps for if you posted publicly. I've posted like where your answers are, and anonymously, I am sorry, but there's a few of you, so you're gonna be at the end. And I'm doing my best to answer all these questions. It might be a bit too much, but I felt like you asked them, so I should answer them. I also have a few questions for you before I start. How has your day been? And have you been drinking water? Okay. And also, you might notice I really like music a lot. I want to know, what's a song that you have an extremely passionate memory attached to? Or if not that, if that's too personal, what is your favorite song in general, if you can choose one? And if not, if you're like me, list a few that you think I'd like, or anyone would like. Okay. Let's go. So I'm gonna start with, Zath. I'm sorry, Zath, I don't really remember your Reddit name. But you asked, what are my plans for more audios? Well, I have a bunch in store. I've saved tons of scripts on Gone Wild Audio, and I really want to do more hypno. I want to do more femdom, but I also want to do femsub, because that is part of who I am. That's part of my passion. So I want to share that with you guys as well. It seems like most of you like my femdom, so I might do that more often in general, but yeah. As for more collaborations, yes, I really enjoy them. I've really liked working with Princess April, and I have a couple that are in the works. Someone else is editing them, so I'm just kind of excited to hear what those sound like when they're all put together. And then you've asked if I have plans to promote my Discord. I mean, I'm kind of on the fence between letting it be a public thing or in keeping it a private to my Patreon subscribers, because I don't know how comfortable I am yet with sharing, you know, a chat space with a lot of people. I might. I don't know. We'll see. Okay, well, thank you, Zath, for your questions. Now, Evan's voice, hello, hi. You asked, what other hobbies do I have? I'm an artist, so I paint and draw when I'm not spending time recording audio smut. And I also like to play video games, listen to music, craft. My favorite genre of movie, book, show. I'm gonna let you guys know I do have trouble picking a favorite anything. So if you ask me for a favorite, I'm probably gonna give you a list. I really like things like the Netflix series Dark. I like Attack on Titan. Yeah, I'm a bit into anime. And Schitt's Creek. I like sitcom-y stuff too. It just depends on my mood. Dry humor, fantasy, sci-fi, mockumentaries. Yeah. My favorite outfit that I have? I dress like a slob most of the time. Just because, you know, when I'm painting and drawing, I don't want to get anything dirty. And also, it's just comfier to be in sweats. But in terms of what's cute that I have this royal blue crop top and some flare pants that are kind of brown, and they look cute. But yeah, I want to laze around a lot of the time, so my preferred weather is typically opposite to whatever I'm currently having to go through. So right now, since it's so fucking hot, I would like some snow. I want to hear how quiet it is when it's snowing out. You also asked, do I like to travel? I love traveling. I want to travel a lot more. COVID has been difficult for me. And now that it's loosening up again, I do have some trips planned. My favorite place that I've been is Delphi, which is kind of awesome because I'm going to be making an audio about it. I just want to go to the Mediterranean in general. I love that area. I love the history, ancient Rome and ancient Greece. I like cities with art museums. I like forests. I like mountains. I like riverlands, everything. My favorite tag to include in audios is hypnosis, possessive, humiliation, teasing, breeding. Yeah. And a tag that always catches my eye, or is an instant listen, is, well, hypnosis, tentacles, aphrodisiacs, degradation, humiliation, bondage, professor, mind control, kidnapping, possessive, incubus, dehumanization, brainwashing, yeah, bilingual, accent, breeding, cream pie, teasing, good girl, little slut, whore, fuck toy, yeah, and then my introduction to hypnosis. I think everyone's introduction is pretty gradual and is usually through media. For me, it was Sailor Moon. There was this flower lady who basically took over this guy's mind. I don't know. I think that ties into my tentacle kink. But anyway, there's also this episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer where she meets Dracula and he has mind control powers and he's like, Gavin, you want me to suck your blood, blah. Yeah. I like vampires too, yeah. There's Yeah, that's why I like hypno. My aesthetic, I would classify myself as lazy retro cottage core goth. Yeah, that's what I am. And you asked, since you like making Monster Girl content, if you were one, what would you be and why? I can't choose. I want to be a succubus that shapeshifts and has tentacles and telepathy and, I don't know, can do whatever she wants. Fuck yeah, monster girls. Okay. And then something I'd like to explore, experiment in a future audio or script. I really want to learn how to do sound production better, how to make an environment more immersive within my audio. Like, it's great to just slap out things where it's just my voice, but I feel like that's too lazy for me. So I'm really interested in seeing how far I can push something into being immersive. Do I prefer the authentic feeling of physical paper book or the convenience of virtual or audiobooks? They're all good for their own reasons. If I'm laying at home, I just want to be able to flip through a paper book. If I am driving or on a metro, I want to listen to an audiobook. And if I am at a beach, I want to bring a Kindle or a Nook or whatever. Yeah, they're all good. All right. Thank you, Evan, for your questions. Penguin07 asks, how long does an audio usually take to create and edit? That definitely depends. If I'm making an original hypno content, it can take a month or two, maybe even three from start to finish, depending on, you know, how motivated I am. If I'm filling a script and it's light on editing, it can be as little as one day, like 5 hours, if I really like it. And if I like my first take. Yeah. But if it's a hypno script or special effects heavy, it's probably like a week plus. Because there's multiple things I need to record, multiple tracks. And, you know, I want to let what I've created sit for a bit, because I've noticed if I just do a hypno script and publish it right away, it will have a few things that don't line up. And you asked my favorite type of thing to perform, whether that be a script, reading, or improv, or ramble. I've never done a ramble fap. I'm not sure if I ever will. At least not a solo ramble fap. But I like improving, but only when I have a script to back up the rest of the improv. I haven't tried to do just a pure improv storyline type thing. I might do that soon. We'll see. So thank you for your questions. Mr. Pendulum asks, what's my favorite way to spend a day off? Sleeping in, or trying a new recipe, or drawing. My favorite type of music? Yes, this question. Okay, I like all types of music. Mainstream pop, folk, indie, anything with a sexy bass line, and some oldies. That's about what my music taste is. Some of my hobbies and how I got into it. I got into art. I saw my neighbor draw Goku when I was a kid, and I asked him to teach me how, and that's how I got into art. My go-to guilty pleasure. Shitty memes. I'm a meme lord. I don't know why, but I laugh at such dumb stuff. Like, one time I saw this comment on a video on YouTube, and someone was like, don't delete. It's just like, why does this person think that they'll have any sway over what the video poster will do with their content? Like, it cracked me up. I was laughing for like 10 minutes. Yeah. I'm embarrassed to admit that. what's one thing that can instantly make my day better? Well, friendly comments are always great, but finishing commissions are pretty nice too. I also really like cute animal pics and, like I said, shitty memes. Is there any product that I couldn't live without? Like, other than essential products? Probably a nice pair of headphones, because I fall asleep listening to sleepy audios. And speaking of sleep, do I hit the snooze button or wake up immediately? If I have something to do, I'll wake up, but given the chance to sleep in, I will. And thank you for your questions. And Low Growl, hello, you have asked, how or when did I learn I had a thing for listening to voices saying and doing dirty things? Was it a specific moment, or did I just sort of fall into it? Well, I always knew I liked writing dirty things. So, when I stumbled on Gone Wild Audio a couple years ago, it didn't really stand out to me as much as reading it. Reading porn, I guess. But, I've been in a long-distance relationship, so I discovered that I really like listening to dirty things, and I like recording or saying dirty things. So, yeah. If I care to share, what place on the planet is my happiest place? My happiest place is somewhere near water with big blue skies and a bright sun where I can smell salt or walk through a forest. And that's just because I think nature is super important. You just need to be able to, like, go outside and smell grass and shit, like, well, not shit, don't smell shit, but just being able to go outside and see green. Yeah. I could not live in a city. I've done it before, I didn't like it. What do I think of erotic hypnosis, ASMR and such? How did I become drawn to hypno? Well, erotic hypno is fun. But it's also a pretty curious thing. There's so many different perspectives on it, but for me, I think it's just something to play around with, nothing to let your life get taken over by. Like, it's fun to say, you are going to listen to me over and over, blah, 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 but it's completely different. You have to put your health first. You have to really take care of you, your personal life, at your work. Like, you have to make sure you're happy and healthy. You shouldn't put some random person's voice online over that. That's just a general thought about hypno in general. But ASMR, I never really had thought of as kinky until Gone Wild Audio. I don't personally listen to it. I do listen to, like, people reading stuff to fall asleep or sleepy hypno. But how did I come to be drawn to hypno? I stumbled onto erotic hypnosis, as I know it now, on YouTube when I was exploring some sleepy ambience videos. And I guess I thought what I clicked would be a sleep aid. And, you know, like, you see the spiral and you think, huh, does that really work? But no, it was a guy with a sexy voice who told me to touch myself. And I guess I fell for it. Okay, thanks for your questions. I_promised, hello, you have asked, how do I deliver emotion so well? Do I have any acting training? Thank you for your compliment. I really haven't had any professional acting training at all. But I try to put myself in the character's shoes while recording. I like to read over the script, and sometimes I do multiple takes. Like, multiple. 3 or 4. 4 or 5. It just, yeah. I like to make sure every line sounds right if I give myself the time to. How do I let go of inhibitions when saying certain lines, if I have any? I haven't had any in terms of topic matter as of yet, but when something doesn't seem to fit the rest of my interpretation of the script, or if it's just like could be tweaked grammatically, I just reword it. I mean, as far as inhibitions go, I don't choose stuff that'll make me uncomfortable. And if I do find myself uncomfortable, I just don't record it. I don't finish it. Okay, thank you for your questions. And Young King TK asks, do I game? Yes, I game. I'm a Nintendo gamer, and I've played a few PC games, but not many. Like Dragon Age. Yeah, I like Dragon Age. And Portal, yeah. But I could probably kick a lot of your asses at Smash Bros, just saying. Since I've been playing since Melee. My favorite movies. I really like Cinema Paradiso, an Italian film. I like The Shape of Water, because, come on. It's a monster fucker movie, basically. Hunt for the Wilder People is really good. Taika Waititi is awesome. And I also have a very nostalgic place in my heart for Breakfast at Tiffany's. My favorite food? It's another hard question. I really like Tex-Mex, Northeastern Thai food. I just love the spicy herbs in that. And Italian. Italian is top tier. I love calamari. Seafood. Oh, yes. Leo Machiavelli asks, have I always been interested in hypno or had some kind of intrigue that my voice could be so sexy that I could actually make a guy come without touching himself? When I learned about the hands-free orgasm craze, I was intrigued, and I never really thought about whether I could do it or not. But, I mean, someone commissioned me to try it, so I figured if they think I can, I can. Yeah. I mean, yeah. That's about it. Salty Boy Shaken asks, is the BG and BG Wanders a reference to the Bee Gees band, or am I just dumb? Not directly. It's not a BG reference. I do like their songs, though. I wonder what the origin of my name is, though. Bort Incognito. What about Monster Girls draws you to perform them? They're so cool. I like seeing how differently the same monsters can be written and portrayed. Like, the way people come up with some of the stuff is incredible. Like, a shy minotaur, what the fuck? I like how you can suspend your reality with them. Any theories on what makes them so popular among performers and listeners? Well, they're monsters. You can really just, like, shut your mind off and picture a monster. It's easier. They know what the monster's MO is. They know with a vampire, oh, my blood's gonna get sucked. Oh, no. They know with a succubus, oh, no, I'm gonna get fucked. Oh. And it's really nice to just surrender over to that idea. Like, that's the reason I like monster boys. Like, if I want a certain, like, you are fuck toy, you are just gonna get fucked, I just look up incubus files. You know exactly what you're getting. And hello, POV Scribe. Thank you for your questions. You ask what the catalyst was to transition from listener to performer. Someone close to me is also a performer. They encouraged me to try this all out because I told them I was thinking about it. Then I read a few scripts that really stood out to me, and they just kind of echoed some thoughts I'd already been having. So, and then I listened to a few other female performers and thought, if they can do it, I can do it. Yeah, I've written kinky stuff for years, so just putting a voice to them seemed like it wasn't a very difficult thing to do. What are the most gratifying aspects of my VA experience? Within my first couple weeks, a performer reached out to me and sent me a couple websites on how to clean my audio and my sound up, and basically encouraged me to keep going. That really helped, and it was probably a highlight of this, just that someone would reach out and be like, hey, what you're doing is great, you have to keep going, and here's how you can make it sound even better. And then also, getting in contact with you, POV, that was awesome. I think you're the first person I ever collaborated with, and just, that really opened up the whole world for me. That world of Gone Wild Audio. Yeah. So thank you for that. And then, what have been the most annoying or difficult aspects of being a voice actor? I don't know if I'm a voice actor. Am I a voice actor? Whatever. Fighting my perfectionism is difficult. That is the most annoying part. And also, I guess, having content reposted. That's just, makes me feel gross. Especially when people are posting coffee links and pretending like they had any say or any part of the production of this, and they just slap other artists' anime pictures on top of them, and it's like, what are you doing? You're stealing so much, and you think you're gonna get paid for it? Blah. Blah. Okay. Enough of that. What are some topics or tags I'd like to explore more in the future? I want to try out more fantasy and sci-fi. Elves, princesses, assassins, aliens, brood mothers, mind control. Give me all of it. I want to do all of it. Puppies or kittens? Both. Absolutely both. I am slightly allergic to kittens, but I think if I forced myself, I could become unallergic. But I really like puppies a lot. They're cute. Thank you for your questions. Mr. Licorice Returns. Hello. Am I a coffee or tea person? I like tea, but I also like coffee. Whatever is nearby, I will drink. But I put sugar in both. And milk. What creature, real or fictional, is my spirit animal? I don't really like the phrase spirit animal, since I'm not Native American, but the animal I think embodies my personality the most is the otter, because I love water. I love hopping around, swimming around. I generally find myself cheerful. I try to make other people happy. And if money or safety aren't factors, what place in the world would I want to travel to the most? The Mediterranean. I love Greece. I love Italy. I just love looking at ruins. I love seeing the history. That was like my favorite thing to learn about. And I really like the Greek and Roman gods too. Knockin Shops of Soho. Hello. You've asked, what about my current recording setup am I unhappy with? My recording setup is in a car. I'm in a car right now. Hi. I don't like it because it's not permanent and my mic will move randomly and I'll get like bonk, bonk, bonk noises if I try to make it sound like I'm writing someone. And I don't like that I have to be in a car to record because I live with people. I can't really like scream like I want to. So yeah, I'd also like to get a better mic and maybe like an audio interface. Because I'm having a lot of fun with this, and I feel like I could really, you know, kickstart this whole thing, if things go well. And then, are there any revelations about erotic audio performance that I've had that I'd be willing to share? Grammar and my mood really make or break a script reading. Also, hydration. Always bring water with you if you're gonna record. Because you don't want to walk back inside and get water. If you're recording in a car. Okay. Major sources of influence in terms of subject matters and characters that I like to tackle. Well, whoever wrote the scripts. But in terms of subject matter and characters for my own content, I don't know. I just choose things that sound fun, or if someone's commissioned me, then I write what they want. As for my style of editing, I've definitely been influenced by Master J's Hypno Audios. I really like his layers, and the fact that he improvs all of his audios is crazy to me. I just improv my background tracks for the most part. But yeah, it's a big influence on me. But characters, I mean, I don't know. If something is like, ooh, that would be kinky, I write about it. You also asked, you have a choice of just 8 single songs to accompany you during your time alone on a desert island. What do you pick and why? I can't do that. It's impossible. Here. I picked out some that I think I would, you know, be okay with listening to for an indefinite amount of time. There's a live rendition of The Crane Wife, which has all 3 parts in it by the Decemberists. So I'll take that. La Ritournelle by Sébastien Tellier. Viridius Quo by Daft Punk. Transatlanticism by Death Cab. Blue Monday by New Order. MacArthur Park Suite extended version by Donna Summer. And I Want You by The Beatles. And Cinnamon by Nina Simone. I chose a lot of long songs because, you know, if I'm gonna listen to stuff over and over again, I want more of it. That's about an hour and 20 minutes of music. And hello, Princess April. You've asked me what my proudest life accomplishment is that I feel comfortable sharing with us. Actually drawing a model. Oh my god, it's wonderful. If you're an artist and you haven't done live modeling, like drawing from a life model, you should try it. What is my proudest Gone Wild audio accomplishment so far? I'm proud I can edit my stuff. I'm also proud I haven't given up. I'm really proud of my recent audio, The Two Roommates, because I'd never thought I could do 2 voices, and people are telling me I did 2 voices pretty effectively. So maybe... maybe I'll keep doing stuff like that. Can you call me Gigi? Yes, of course. Everyone can call me Gigi. You can call me Gigi or Gigi or whatever you want. Just make sure it's BG, GG, whatever. One of my favorite songs and why. Right now, I really like Let Go by Fru Fru because it was on one of my first, my hand-me-down iPod. First generation hand-me-down iPod. I'm such a hipster. And because I can never just list one thing, I'm also really grooving to Coquette Coquette by Of Montreal. One of my favorite movies and why, okay, Cinema Paradiso is probably, that's something I can say, it is my favorite. That is my favorite movie. It's such beautiful documentation of humanity and how it's changed because of technology. And I know multiple critics have said it's a love story to anyone who loves film, and I love the soundtrack as well. Maybe it's a bit of a cheesy movie for some people, but I really like it. It's about just watch it. I'm not going to explain it. Just watch it. What do I most want to learn how to do in my audios? Sound effects and how to create an environment. I just also want to learn jargon about sound editing. Sound producing in general. What the benefits of different hertz levels or what EQ sounds best on what kind of voice, you know, or if that's all just subjective. What aspect or scenario of the breeding kink do I enjoy most? Okay. Breeding and fucking to me is instinctual. It's like base level instinct. Anything, any living thing you can think of has to procreate. That's just like coded into our DNA. So to be in a world like today, to be a human, and to be female, you choose when you want to have a child. That's just socially what I believe to be true. You have the right to choose. And being brave enough to give that part of your body to someone else in a vanilla sense is pretty, it's pretty sweet. It's endearing. But being forced to breed, that's my favorite part. To have that choice taken away and to have it mixed with humiliation and degradation and dehumanization in the best way is one of my favorite kinks overall. In fantasy, of course. And then what is more sexy to you? Vulnerability or control? I think I switch back and forth between those two, but they work best in tandem. To believe you're not as vulnerable as you really are, and at the same time, through that naivety, maintain a semblance of control. I think that's extremely sexy, to like not tell how weak you are. Any new kinks that I've picked up or tentative kinks I've embraced since joining Gone Wild Audio? I've come into Gone Wild Audio pretty sure of myself and pretty confident in my sexuality, what I enjoy, what I don't. But I would say that IQ reduction kink has gone stronger, and I mean, I've been pretty adverse to incest in general, but now step incest seems okay to me, just because I'm being desensitized to it with all the tags. I don't think I'll ever record an actual incest audio, but step incest maybe, I don't know. What do I like about erotic hypnosis? Do I most want to be the controlled or the controller? Do I like the idea in fantasy more or the practice in reality? I like how erotic hypnosis allows me to turn my mind off for a bit. And yeah, I like the idea of being controlled a lot. It's the topic of many, if not all, of my fantasies. And that's not to say that I think being the one in power isn't hot. I just like to think that means I understand what subjects expect of those in power a bit better. Like, I'm kind of horrified by the idea of it being a reality, but I also like the idea of being made to believe it's a reality, if that makes sense. Like, I don't actually want to be a fuck toy, but like, make me believe I'm a fuck toy for like 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, whatever. My superpower. What is my superpower? The thing in life that I'm naturally and powerfully good at. I am amazing at spotting animals in forests. I just look outside and suddenly there's an animal. What would I like the next April BG collaboration to be? I leave that freedom to you. I mean, I'm just so happy to have been able to work with you and to, I don't know, collaborate with you in general, because like, your stuff is awesome. So you seem to understand a lot of my kinks, so I trust you. I could always write something. I really want to hear you fill my extended stay, because I've been working on that for you. I just gotta write some of the background tracks. What is it about darker stories that I found compelling? In darker stories, ideas of control and vulnerability are explored in much more extreme ways than softer audios. And I think within those extremes, you can find something to hold on to when you're acting out the scenes. And not only that, but, you know, there are things I've fantasized about myself. Yeah. I don't know why I fantasize about them. It's all about control, I think, to me. Lack of control, being forced to have no control. Will I be your friend when I become a top poster? I don't think I'll be a top poster, but yes, I will be your friend. Thank you for your confidence in me. Script Dr. Nick, hello. You've asked what experience, if any, convinced me the power of hypnosis. I don't want to say hypnosis isn't real, but I also don't want to say hypnosis is extremely powerful. I don't think I'd go around balking like a chicken if a stage hypnotist told me to, but I know many people have many different theories about hypnosis. So many people wouldn't be talking about it unless there was something to it. I mean, like, there's something to it. I don't know what. And I can't say why or why not. It's just like listening to a neurotic hypno audio, it turns me on. And I like to believe that's because it's hypnosis. But it's probably just because I like what they're saying. What was the epiphany that led me to performing? Well, yeah, like I said in POV's question, phone sex is easy for me, and this was fun. What kink or theme am I still waiting for the perfect script to explore? Hugh Cow. I love Hugh Cow stuff so much, but I have no idea how to, like, convincingly fill an F-sub Hugh Cow. Like, I don't want to moo, but, like, there's gotta be some way. I don't even know if guys really like that. It's probably more of a female fantasy. I've written stuff about it, but it's just very rough at this point. It's just fantasies. Desert Island time, what 3 files would I choose to fap to for the rest of time? I'm a big fan of Master J, that hypno content creator I mentioned earlier. My favorite 3 from him, which would be the ones that I choose. So, 2 off the top of my head, Good Girl in the Forest of Pleasure and Good Girls Let Go for Master. But if I'm on an island, I would probably commission something from him beforehand. I don't know what. Probably more technicals. Anyway, what movie or TV show that I know is absolutely awful and could never in good conscience recommend to anyone, and still love watching the shit out of it? I watch too many of those cooking competition shows. They're visual junk food. The worst part is I get stressed out over the people that I like and whether they'll get eliminated or not. They're very hard not to watch. And hello, your secret admirer. You have asked pretty interesting questions. You say you've never felt hypnotized or tranced, and you haven't been able to achieve hands-free orgasm, even though you enjoy listening to them. You've heard that some people are resistant to hypnosis and thought that you were one of those people. Is it possible to have been hypnotized and conditioned and not know it? Is there a way to tell? Are there risks to listening to these type of audios? Hypnosis is a very tricky subject, as I'm sure you can tell by how I've talked about it so far. I don't think I'm knowledgeable enough about the technicalities of it to really answer all of these questions fully, but I'll tell you what I do know. Please do your own research about these things too, because I've not studied this. I don't really know if there is anything to study about it, but I don't think I'm you know, qualified to be someone who's able to answer these questions. I'm just someone with a hypno kink. So your questions make me think of brainwashing and hypnosis and the difference between them. So hypnosis is sometimes used in therapy, and it's supposed to be much more of a dialogue between the hypnotist and the subject. Brainwashing is much more one-sided and is usually accompanied by some sorts of attempt to change the listener's morals or change the listener, like, at their core. So, for example, in my extended stay, my character has been twisting the listener's morals to be more open sexually, and they even imply that the listener is going to move and stay with the hypnotist. That's brainwashing. In other words, hypnosis is way more consensual in actuality. Overall, I would say you shouldn't listen to the stuff too much. Just like I would say you shouldn't only eat candy. As for not knowing whether you've been hypnotized or conditioned, there's been whole books written about this type of thing, and I'm really not knowledgeable enough to say anything about it. I don't want to say anything correct. I personally don't think that's possible. I personally think you will always be in control. It establishes connections in your mind, I think, like, that you'll be able to access more easily. Like, there are words that you'll associate with certain states of mind, but that's about it. Like, I feel like if you stop listening, it'll fade. It's not permanent. Anyway, I'm not professional. I don't really see myself even as a hypnotist. Like I said, I'm just someone with a mind control fetish, and I'm decent at writing it. So please take everything I've said in audios, out of audios, with a grain of salt, because I could be completely wrong. Just to say it explicitly, I don't want to have control of people's minds. I don't want any permanent control in any way. I only want to share my fantasies with everyone because I love this kink, and I think I can add something new to it. My suggestions will never be permanent. They are not permanent, and they are intended to last only for the duration of the audios that I release. I don't think at least erotic hypnosis suggestions should ever be permanent. And really, hypnosis, I've heard this phrase, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. I like to view that as a statement that it's not going to do anything to you that you don't want. And I don't really think it can do anything to you. I'll be honest, I'm a big doubter of it. I like to suspend thought and listen to it, but I don't think it actually has control. Alrighty. What's my favorite position and why? That's a much easier question. I love doggy. Doggy style's awesome. Everything's accessible, and it makes me feel more animalistic. That's my favorite position for me. But I like other ones to give pleasure rather than just receive it. My favorite sex act and why? Penetration. That's my favorite. I have the hugest breeding kink. And that, like, when it comes down to it, if I'm, like, focusing on coming, having my clit rubbed and getting fucked, that's the best. And having my nipples sucked. Well, okay. I really like fucking machines, so, you know, that'll work too. But my favorite sexual action in order to give pleasure is oral, because I love seeing what reactions I can egg out of people. And then tell you guys, you want me to tell you where my username comes from? Oh, okay. One day, one of my coworkers told me that I'm a busy bee because I always find something to do. And then I thought, gee. No. You've mentioned that you like professors. What is it about them? Are there any other specific professions that trip your trigger? Yes, I have mentioned that I like professors. And that's because of the power dynamic. That can go hand in hand with the mind control fetish. Someone who's supposed to be responsible for me, someone who's supposed to be taking care of me, decides to use me instead. So that could be a doctor, or a nurse, or a partner, a lawyer, a police or military officer. Maybe that's more of a uniform fetish, but yeah. Someone who's smarter or more powerful or just even physically bigger than me and decides to utilize that intelligence or strength to force me to give in is yummy. Describe my favorite outfit to wear on dates. I like dresses. Dresses are very fun, and they're so easy to take off. My sexiest outfit would be nothing. There you go. Alright, so thank you guys for your bravery in asking me these questions publicly. For now, I'm going to move on to the anonymous questions. Okay. Am I ever going to make a wife and husband roleplay? I could. I mean, I hear that and I wonder if you're asking if I'd write something like that. But if I wrote it, I'd be some stranger convincing you that you're my husband or my wife or whatever, but it's not going to be lovey-dovey at all. But yeah, in all seriousness, I've done kinky stuff. I can do more vanilla stuff, sure. I just, sometimes it's boring to me. I like fluffy stuff every now and then, though. My favorite book is a tie between The Goldfinch by Donna Tartt and The Golem and the Djinn by Helene Wecker. My favorite movie genre? I don't have one. Just has to be good. Favorite album? The one I'm listening to right now is Noble Beast by Andrew Bird. I don't have a favorite album. I can list tons of them, but I'm not going to waste your time. My top turn-ons? Hygiene. Being able to banter sarcastically and humility. And my top turn-offs are intolerance, being bad at listening, and I don't really like any substance abuse. Music recommendations. I have a lot of music recommendations. Listen to Beirut. Listen to L'Imperatrice. Listen to Fairy Bee Lionheart. And, I'll make a playlist. It's probably gonna be, like, 10 hours long, but I'll make one. And then I'll link it in the post, because there's a lot more. Here, it'll just tell you guys what I listen to. Maybe I'll make a Spotify or something, I don't know. Besides the obvious of tags matching your interests, what things do you like to see in a script to make it stand out? What separates a good script from a great one? The right amount of direction on emotion and sound effects, good grammar, a consistent tone, or tone that's appropriate for the situation, and how the visualization is written into the voice lines so that I don't have to, like, use a super huge amount of sound effects. Also, like, establishing characters is good, too. Sometimes people, you know, they confuse a screenplay with a script. I can't really show that, you know, I'm smiling. I mean, I can, like, and talk like this and make it sound like I'm smiling, but, if you're saying things like, you tilt your head, I can't record that. Do I have plans to record more hands-free orgasms? Yes, I do. I will record many, many more. It seems like you guys like them, so I'm gonna be doing hypnosis I'm trying to find a balance between hypnosis and just regular content. I like doing both a lot. Hypnosis takes a lot more time though, so you might have to wait longer for hands-free stuff. What's my favorite color? I like corally mauve. I like brown orange. And I like most dull shades of green. That's very specific, I know. I'm an artist, sue me. Do you have a favorite hypno writer? I do. Jukebox EMCSA is great. I love his short stories. And are you as dominant in real life as you are in your audios? That totally depends on the audio. I'm a sub in some, I'm a dom in some, I'm a switch. I would say the most accurate is switch. I find it very hard to endure penetration and not become subby. So, I mean, as long as I'm not getting fucked, I can be pretty dominant. And if I try hard enough, yeah, I can be dominant even during that. But I've noticed when I come up with ideas for scripts, submissive ideas tend to spring into my head pretty easily, but if I'm trying to come up with dominant ideas, I have to think of a specific person and their kinks, which is part of why I take commissions, because someone is telling me what they want to hear. And if I get like maybe 3 pieces of information, I can go crazy on it. I can like hammer away over similar ideas, because I know if you give me something I can connect with, I know what I want to hear, so I can make you hear it too. Is there any kind of content I would absolutely not make? Incest, for one. Race play, slurs, any transphobia, any political stuff, scat. And I really am against physical abuse in established relationship role plays and snuff and realistic scenarios. Anything that just seems too real in those respects, I can't do. And just, I never want to spread hate, ever. That's something I refuse to do. What female Gone Wild audio performer of the past or present inspires you as an artist? What special skill does she have that you think you can learn from? I don't listen to a lot of female performers. The few that I have, I would say Princess April is definitely my favorite. I love her writing, her acting, her editing. Every single thing she does is phenomenal. I think she can do no wrong. She's already helping me out a lot, but I think I can learn a bunch from her. Like, sound design springs to my mind, for one. But I'm always looking for more voice acting or writing tips. She said that she knows NLP, so maybe she could give me some tips about that too, because that could make my hypnosis stronger. And really, I want to learn how to do accents. I can do a bit of a southern accent, and I can kind of do a British accent too, but I don't think it's very good. So I want to expand more on that. Like, I can kind of get the start of it, but I can't do it for 20 minutes. So yeah, if anyone is listening to this randomly and knows how to do accents, please teach me. I want to know. What voice artist do I like to listen to for pleasure? And what is one of my favorite tracks? I've said it before, I'll say it again. I love listening to Hypnomaster J. I love his accent, for one. It's just drives me bonkers. And his voice in general. And his editing and the content that he makes about like tentacles and the layers. The layers are nice. My favorite track from him is Good Girl in the Forest of Pleasure. Like I said before, it's just the perfect mix of brainwashing, tentacles, aphrodisiacs, and breeding. It's just delicious. He's the performer who's influenced me the most definitely, in terms of editing, and a lot about the possessiveness, I think, too. And fun fact, I've discussed it with him. I've been given the green light to make a female-for-male version of Good Girl in the Forest of Pleasure, so expect that in the future. What are my thoughts on binaural beats? Why do I add them to my audios? Do I enjoy listening to them myself? I think they're cool. Yeah. I think there's a lot more science behind them than what I'm aware of. I don't know if it's pseudoscience, but they certainly do add something to a hypno audio. My own mini theory about hypnosis is that you're overwhelming the subject's senses. So that oscillating tone, it can confuse someone and make it a little easier to just get overwhelmed, to break that little, you know, focus that we all have. And it's also really good at drawing out someone's thoughts when it's used correctly. I do like hearing them in my hypnosis audios, and I mean the ones I listen to. I don't think I use them very effectively just yet. I think that there's a lot more technique I could be applying with them. I've gotten kind of lazy. What color socks am I wearing? I'm wearing flip-flops. I'm not wearing socks. You cowardly foot fetishist. And fun fact, I'm not adverse to foot hypnosis or foot fetishists in general. I just haven't really felt motivated to create any content like that. It's definitely fun with the right person. Is there a story behind your handle BG Wanders that I want to share? Well, one of my nicknames is B, like I told you. But, did you know? According to all known laws of aviation, there is no way a bee should be able to fly. Its wings are too small to get its fat little body off the ground. The bee, of course, flies anyway because bees don't care what humans think is impossible. Yellow, black, yellow, black, yellow, black, yellow, black.